KFW Mobile.
Again, KO4CEF.
Drew, how are we doing today?
I'm pretty good. I mean, it's what, Friday Eve, right? I had a good time, and I still didn't want to get up this morning.
It's out that way sometimes.
Sleep in about 7 or 8 Saturday. That'd be nice.
Well, I don't know. I think Mom is going to work, so it'll be 4:30 for me.
About early Saturday. Not till hunting season. That's if I decide to get back in the woods this year.
To play in that myself.
Starts cooling off and get back to the lake and do some fishing. And my son went this last weekend. And, man, I'm telling you what, he caught the biggest bream I have ever seen.
The guy in Louisiana caught their state record the other day for a bream. It was 2.25 pounds.
Huge. Do that one, be a good one to get mounted. That's weird, and I can't get my truck parked. I got to ride around and find another spot.
Get in the parking lot.
The 6 o'clock meeting, and I got up, and the wife was still asleep, so I didn't start any coffee or nothing, so I just got on, got up, got ready for work, and here I am. It's 6 o'clock, so I figured I need to get my butt out of bed.
I like mornings. Mornings are best for me.
I wish it were just a little later. The kids, Friday night, my parents wanted them. I don't know what me and the wife's going to plan on doing now. I know she was talking about doing supper and watching On Patrol Live. That's their new Friday and Saturday night. Date nights or movie nights, whatever you want to call it.
A ton of TV. I might watch the news a little bit, but that's about it.
Thing I watch on TV, I mean, my wife, she binge watches Hallmark all the time, but that On Patrol Live is about the only thing that I watch on TV, and it's from 9 to midnight, it's 3 hours long, but we'll just crawl up on the couch and start watching it and see if anybody gets tased or they stick a dog on somebody or something like that.
Fight out on Wade Hampton here.
Point last night, but I don't know if it was good or bad. We had a storm come through Tuesday night. Man, it knocked all my plants over on the back porch. I guess it loosened some of the branches up on my crepe myrtle. It didn't break any of them, but I had more of them drooping like over the driveway and stuff. I had to go trim some of those up and get them out of the way. That was fun. I don't know about last night. I woke up this morning, everything was wet.
It was wet, and I saw that my tablet said it was going to be raining at, like, I don't know, 12-something. I'm getting a couple of little sprinkles on my windshield now.
Sir, HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW. You must have made it down the hill.
Andrew, I heard you call out earlier, tried to come back to you, but I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard either repeater yet. Black hole in.
It's sprinkling up here on me where I'm at now.
Any major rain or whatever, just a few clouds, and they were mostly dissipating.
On the radio yesterday on my way home, they were talking about it's supposed to be pretty this weekend.
Supposed to be like in the upper 50s.
Looked to see what it was going to be, KO4HKX.
Your weather underground says Friday's 88, low of 65. Saturday and Sunday's partly cloudy, high of 85, and low of about 65. High 90. Hopefully the weather will be nice and it won't be too windy. I wouldn't mind flying my plane at least one day this weekend. But to cut it short, but I need to head on in here and get ready for the 6 o'clock meeting. So, y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we will holler at you when I get off work, if I get off at a decent time. So, 7-3, and hopefully we'll talk with y'all later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your phone.
Andrew, hope you have a great day. KO4HX.
Have a good one. KN4KFW. Hey, plan.
My box is kind of empty and gonna see what we can shake out of the trees today, I guess.
Some meteor showers, what, tomorrow morning?
Really sure. I heard John talking about it Tuesday night on the net, but I didn't hear what day. You got a big day planned?
Anything special going on? I got to go to pick up a part at a machine shop, but it's just 100 yards down the road. But other than that, I don't think I have anything special planned, but that's always subject to change. Today coming home, there was a box van riding down the interstate. And just imagine you trying to drive your truck and with the right-hand mirror folded in against the window.
Nuts. Because then you got a huge blind spot over there, and people don't pay it any attention already.
It lanes like it wasn't nothing. I couldn't figure it out. He had absolutely no mirror on the right-hand side.
About it, you can tell he wasn't looking over there to find out if anybody was there.
Nervous, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I'd be the same way. I'd have to get something to stick me a mirror, put a man like that with a mirror on it or something.
You go from the right lane to the left lane and back to the right. And that, and I guess you just would just start easing over and hope that everybody moved out of the way, or if you bumped something and knew there was something there, I guess.
Most people use their mirrors anyway. When you lay down in the seat, I don't see how you expect to see anything in the mirror.
So many wrecks, right?
Only one reason, and then driving with their tippy toes because they got the seat so far back. So, it used to kill me. People come in complaining about their cars, the brakes not doing anything, or brake problems or drivability issues, and you get in the car and look at it, and you're like, well, how are you driving it to start with? This looks like a bed.
And when you try to look out to the left, all you see is the center post.
The way cars are built now with the slope back windshield, I don't like them. The cat forward design and all that, and then you got the windshield laid back real far. It makes them hard to get in and out of, and I bang my head on the top of the car all the time, so I generally won't own a car like that.
You're right about that. It's, they are sloped way back.
Contest or anything going on this weekend?
I have to look when I get to work to see if there's anything going on.
The guy I bought the truck from last night. Just talking about business, and he asked about how the truck was doing. Trying to figure out what I want to do at my 10-year renewal, which is coming up here in about 3 years. So, I don't know what to do with this business.
It stays the way that it is. It's definitely going to put you in the bind.
I was asking him about, he's went independent, and I was asking him about how that was going and different things, and he's not even running the tool truck every week. He's selling more reports of shop owners, shop equipment and stuff like that. And I guess he's investing tons of money in inventory because the way he talked, he's got stuff now that nobody else has got. And he's driving 3 and 4 states away and selling it or having it drop shipped.
Oh, it coming, you could go ahead and pre-order and then you would have them, right?
Just like AC machines, you can't get one of those from anybody right now. But he's like, I got probably 10, 15 of them in stock right now. Not a cheap investment, even the lower end one, which more than likely he's carrying the Robinair, he's not carrying the lower end one. You're still talking $30,000, $40,000 easy.
And one particular kind of equipment. You got a bunch of other stuff. He's easy got $100,000 tied up.
Yeah, well, he said he's waiting on his ADOS system to come in right now, which that's a $20,000 setup for doing the targets and the radar system on these cars with adaptive cruise control and the braking and all that. That's the system they use to set it all up after accidents. And I don't know what he's doing, but he said, I ain't even run the truck in 2 weeks. And he said, I won't be back in the truck for another 3 weeks now. I'm just flying here and there, driving the personal stuff here and there and delivering different things. I don't know how he's doing it.
They call all the shops to see if anybody needed anything, right?
You're talking about laying out a ton of money. Traveling like that, for what? You got nothing. Not even any prospects. Much less a guarantee of a sale.
Something if he's got all that inventory. I mean, you got to have some money to be able to do that.
I'm wondering if he didn't get a bunch of money from the government with that EILD or whatever it was. I can't remember the acronym for it.
It was like COVID and that?
Yeah, it was that small business thing that you've seen all these businesses getting millions of dollars. To help them get through COVID. I don't know if that's what he got or not, but I don't know. I don't see how he's doing it. He's spending a lot of money or tying up a lot of money, he says, and one man trying to cover 3 or 4 states. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Like an AC machine, and then it does like yours did the next day. You got to go back and work on it.
To do that, you'd have to call somebody else to come out and fix it. And that's the nice thing about Robinair is they have a good service system for their products nationwide. That's a good thing. Locust Hill and 290 here ain't much better than driving a dirt road.
Ain't dirt roads that were smoother than that.
Dump trucks and stuff coming up and down through here. I don't know how you'd fix this road with that rock quarry right there. I just don't know unless you concreted the thing.
It's so heavy, and when they're stopping and starting, they're bouncing and it just beats the road up. Figure out how to modify a little machine, a little press that they use, and that to be able to get the cylinder to retract, just like a one-way cylinder, like a hydraulic jack, but, you know, it's the load that makes it return. Well, there really ain't no load on it when you get done, so try to figure out how to get the cylinder to retract.
There's no load on it at all?
Like, you know, a bunch of, like, one-inch thick plates that you put this filter material between. And then you pump up the hydraulics, you know what I mean? And it presses it all together, and then they run the liquid through all that filter. on, and when you're done, you know, you relieve the pressure, but the cylinder won't retract enough to, you know, to get it out of there. You got to figure out how to get it out of there.
How much room do you got?
I'm going to stroke out about 3 or 4 inches to get it all pressed up. You know, I only need it to retract the 16th, and then I can swing it up out of the way.
Okay. So it's like a bottle jack. You got 6 inches, and then you got nothing around it for, say, a foot clearance.
Like a bottle jack on its side. And then when you relieve it, it's not going to go back in because there's no spring or anything to pull it back.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is they make, you can make a plate that goes from side to side of the ram and down the side of the jack and hook two springs, one on each side, and then it will return it.
What that is, it's a special cylinder. So on the ram, when the ram comes out, it has... The ram has threads on it, so you pump it up and get it to the pressure that you want, and then you run this nut down, and you run this nut onto the shaft, and it locks up against the housing, and then even if the hydraulics drift down, the nut holds it.
Right there where that nut's at, take it and put a plate underneath it that goes from one side of the jack to the other, and a spring that's on the outside of the jack. We use those all the time in the automotive field for bottle jacks to help it return when there's no weight on it. Well, and I'll send you a picture of it so you understand what I'm talking about. But let's say you got a 6-inch diameter bottle jack. Well, you put a 7-inch flat bar across the top of it with a spring on each side hooked to the base of the jack. And then right in the center is where your ram comes through with that bolt set where you're adjusting your pressure. And you can bolt it there, and then that will pull the ram back down when the spring pressure, when you relieve pressure.
Something like that. And they have a spring return model, but it's a lot bigger and it's longer. It's got that spring inside, and then the, you know what I mean, but it's $2,500 jack.
Well, that was something that they could just add to the one you have. They could modify that jack that very easily, and it doesn't have to be a strong spring. If you're only trying to get it to come back a 16th of an inch, then, I mean, any kind of tension will pretty much bring that back.
You can pump the ram out a little bit, and you can push on it all you want, and it's not going back.
When you take the pressure off of it, you can't push it back?
Nope.
Put a different kind of jack in there, you're going to have to put a two-way. I don't know how else you'd do it.
Take a couple of pry bars in there, but if you're short of doing that, it ain't happening.
I know the bottle jacks we're using, it takes quite a bit of force to get them back, and the springs are to assist that. It don't make it quick, but it will take the pressure off of it. And presses also, like shop presses, to help them return, because there's nothing on them once you run the ram down. There's nothing to pull it back up.
The internal spring on it in the shop. And then, we ordered the cylinder so it'd be like all the others. The problem with the others is they have a big, at the bottom of the jack, where the jack rests when it's loaded up, there's a big Acme screw. Like, jack's only a foot tall, but the clearance is, 2 feet. And so they use this, they run this big screw in against the jack to push the jack out further so, you know, it doesn't have to stroke so far. So you can always use that one to push it back in, but this one doesn't have that. I thought about just buying a small Acme screw and nut
in modifying it so I could use that to push it in. Just don't know how much force it'll take to actually push it in.
It'll take as much as you think to make it come back. It's just when you try to push on it, you're trying to go all that fluid through that little bitty bleed hole, and constant pressure is what needs to pull it back. Not a huge amount of force, but constant pressure, just so it'll push that fluid out of the bleed hole.
You're close to my house now, right?
Oh, I'm already past it. I'm sitting where I'm normally going, but there's nobody here this morning.
Just rolled up to the gate.
You shut the truck off, and the gate's open, but none of the guys I deal with are here yet. And it's, what, 15 after? Looks like it's going to be one of those days.
It's late, right?
It's that way. I hope it's not a thing of signs of things to come, but you never know.
Kilo into 4-H Ray Whiskey.
I saw you out there yesterday.
Curveball on me. I wasn't supposed to be coming there. They asked me if I could get it. Yeah, I'll come out there and get it. Ain't no big deal. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, sometimes I can't tell. One time I saw it was your truck, but somebody else was driving it.
Yeah, about one of the days I was off. Hey, who takes care of y'all's radios out there?
Called Diversified Electronics out in Greenville.
Oh, yeah. I know them guys.
Ken, I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here so I can get everything opened up, ready to go. Good to talk to both of you. Have a safe day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Patrick, you have an awesome day, and I'm going to have to clear out, too. I'm sitting here in the parking lot, so... You guys have a good one. Good to hear you this morning, Damon. And I'll try to catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Yeah, same here. Y'all have a good 73s. Kilo over to 4-H Ray Whiskey.